The country's three largest metro areas, New York, LA, and Chicago, are all shrinking. New York lost 277 people a day in 2018, compared with 201 people leaving LA and 161 leaving Chicago daily. That's a turnaround from the growth in these areas after the recession, and one that could have big political implications. Derek Thompson has been writing about this. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us as he does each Monday. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
Okay, so what's the big picture here? Why are people moving away from these metro areas? Where are they going?
The big picture here is that for the first time that I can find on record, America's three largest metros, New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, are all declining in population at the exact same time. And there's a couple reasons why this is happening for all three cities, and then there's some differences between the cities. So the reason that it's happening across the board seems to be, A, the obvious, that housing is really expensive, life is really expensive, childcare is really expensive in the densest metros. And so once people are old enough to start families, or maybe once they're old enough to just buy a home and not start a family, they want to leave these really expensive metros. But another really important thing that I hope we have time to talk about is that a lot of these metros rely on immigration to grow. Immigration accounted for more than 100% of population growth in New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia so far this decade. And as immigration has declined, so have these cities' metro populations.
So why is immigration declining? Is that just because of the Trump administration getting tougher even on legal immigration, or what's going on?
There's a couple of things that could be going on. First, exactly as you said, it could be because the Trump administration has not only gotten tougher on immigration, but also sent a message that it's trying to get tougher on immigration, and that might have discouraged some possible migrants. There's a happier story, though, and that happier story is that a lot of these migrants' home countries might just be richer than they used to be. There might be more reasons to stay in Vietnam, in China, in Mexico, as those countries grow in GDP and add more jobs. So there may be both a push and a pull that is contributing to this decline in immigration.
Let's talk about Chicago specifically. You say that it's a canary in the coal mine, particularly when it comes to the African-American population. Now, we were in Chicago earlier this year and did some reporting on exactly that, that the African-American population has been leaving. And one of the issues is what you've been talking about, the rising cost of living. Why do you say what's happening with the black population in Chicago is a canary in the coal mine?
Well, it's just so interesting. The great piece that you guys did showed that you're starting to see a reversal of the famous Great Migration of the 20th century. That was a period of time when millions of black Americans moved from the South into northern cities. And today, demographers say we're seeing a reverse Great Migration. You're seeing the metro black population move out of northern cities like Philadelphia and Chicago and move to metro areas in Atlanta and Houston. And the reason this is really important isn't just that you see populations decline in these northern metros, but also the Great Migration is in large part responsible for the Democratic Party moving to the left on civil justice issues. And the sort of the civil liberty and civil justice programs that came out of the Great Society in the 1960s were a result of the Great Migration. So I think that just as black migration reshaped the American landscape in 1960, it could do so again in the 2020s and 2030s.
You're saying as people move out of some of these metro areas, whether it be New York or Chicago or LA, that they may be moving to states where their Democratic votes, if it is indeed Democrats who are leaving, will have a bigger impact in places like maybe North Carolina, Texas, Florida.
That's exactly it, especially Texas, Georgia, and North Carolina. That is, if you have more either liberals in general, but specifically what I'm talking about are non-white liberal families moving to Raleigh and Atlanta and Austin and even Phoenix, that these states, which today are either full red or leaning purple, could turn blue, and that could rewrite the electoral landscape of America once again.
Soon?
I'm not going to project this is going to happen in 2020. I do think, though, that if you look at the change in Democrats' advantage in the big Texas metros in the last 10 years, it's gone from about 100,000, that is to say Obama in 2012 won the four Texas the four biggest Texas metro areas by about 100,000 votes. Most recently, O'Rourke won in the 2018 Senate election by about 700 votes. So you're seeing a very rapid shift in the Texas metro areas toward the Democratic Party. And that's why I think maybe by the mid-2020s, let's say, you could see Texas flip from red to blue.
Derek, I remember when we were in Cincinnati earlier this year that I learned about it, that it was once the sixth biggest city in this country. Of course, not anymore. Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw all three of the largest metro areas in the country shrinking all at once?
Quite honestly, I went back and looked as hard as I could. I could not find another moment that specifically the Los Angeles metro area had declined in population, going back many, many census years. Now, it's possible that some listeners might be able to correct me and find some year where the Los Angeles metro population declined. I just couldn't find it. And because Los Angeles has been the second biggest city in America for quite a long time, right, really since Chicago's sort of structural decline in the middle of the 20th century, I cannot find the last time the country's three largest metro areas were declining in population at the exact same moment.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. We'll link you to his work on this at hereandnow.org. Thanks, Derek.
Thanks, Jeremy.